Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Davis coming at you. And I'm in a spot in Arkansas that is breathtaking. But tonight's show is going to be a humdinger. Because really, we're going to summarize all of the shows down into the important concept of the battle for your minds. That's right. Every time you turn on a TV set or listen to a radio show, there is a constant clashing. Yourself and the needs of self, and the programming and what the programming expects out of you. And the reason why I say it's out of you is because it has nothing to do with what you want. It serves their purpose. Now, when I say it serves their purpose, that does not mean that what they have for you that cannot benefit you. Oh, it most certainly can. Especially if you're one of those people who just want to know, who are information seekers. Perfect example is Black Talk Radio. There are shows that come on here from abolitionism to the political structure, the effects on the black community. These are literally topics that are ideally focused upon because of the base of the subject matter. And it also is the idealisms that concern us as black people. So it is important for us to understand that we represent a demographic to them. They don't see us as individuals. They don't look upon us literally as being whole humans. Even the Constitution says we're, what, three-fifths? That only goes to show you just how diametrically wrong their thinking process is. But because we have been educated in this system, we literally have had our concepts, our mental, physical, and psychological concepts altered by their teachings, because they were teaching us before we could disseminate whether it was good for us or not. And the reason why they did that is because they didn't want us to operate in our true selves. And that is who you've been exposed to, who I've been working with you to expose yourself to, your true self. Because a lot of the things that we do concerning the programming. And we do it without giving a thought. But when we start focusing our thoughts on serving our true selves, then we really have to separate ourselves from what is called the business self. The business self is that's the one who sits in front of the TV and gets the advertisements and goes out, and they operate in that perspective in which is being programmed to them. Is there something wrong with that? Not entirely. But does it serve our true self? Because, see, literally now that we have become more focused on what it is that we have control over, we should be rising to exercise that control. And when I say rising to exercise that control, I mean the images that come into your mind, are they yours or are they planted there? You see, a lot of times when people think about the things they have done in their past, they have to go through so many images that had nothing to do with them because of the programming that is being done that they have absorbed. Okay, and that may be in several different medias, because your eyes are a window and your ears are a window and your nose is a window, and all of these things take in information that is translated in your knowledge zone. Now, I know you're probably saying, well, what do you mean your nose? Well, you know when you smell something and you know if it's pungent or if it's sweet or if it's natural or if it's man-made. Now, literally, that's what you call a personal aspect of self. Now, the reason why is because everybody can smell, five people can smell one thing and it'd be different to all five people. Now, that may sound a little strange to you, but in this time and this day and age of technology, people today, perfect example, Febreze. If you go out and get Febreze, literally, when it says it neutralizes or eliminates the smell, there is a chemical process involved in that. So your nose may not distinguish that chemical process, but then also that chemical process may be taking place in your nose when you smell Febreze. So what's unique about it is that their commercials explain it. You ever see them sitting in a room and they got 3 or 4 day food and baby, old baby diapers laying around, a dog, you know, you see the image. But yet they're sitting there with their blindfolds on and they're saying, well, where you at? And one saying, I'm in the garden. They asked the other person, and she said, where are you at? She said, I feel like I'm in a room full of roses. And then when they take off that blindfold, that is the deception. That is the perfect ideology of getting you to understand you have been deceived. So it is so important for us to not only work on, but practice on a daily basis on how to cater to our real self in order so that our real self can make decisions based on applicable knowledge for them to receive that of which they seek. Now, what is applicable knowledge? Okay, so you're at the grocery store and you've got a taste for grapes. And you go over to the grapes and they all look sweet. And they all got sweet, 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 sweet written all over them. So you reach down and you get ready to pull one off and you see a small word that says seedless. Now, that right there should be a trigger to you to let you know this is not a natural grape. You see, as you evolve, I told you before, and become more knowledgeable, things will stand out to you that would allow you to expand your kingdom of true self-knowledge to your advantage. So now you say, okay, well, you know what, I do want grapes, but I don't want something without seeds because that literally can harm me over a period of time. So you continue to look, and there's the sign, global grapes. Well, you know global grapes have seeds. And the best part about it is that global grapes are very sweet. And it does have, there's a specific chemical that is involved in grapes called resveratrol. And what it does is enhances your ability of longevity. So literally, now you knowledge has offered you an opportunity to make a decision based on what you know to achieve the grapes, the sweetness of the grapes that you like, as well as to be able to enjoy collecting the seeds from those grapes. Now, why do I say that? Because as your knowledge grows, you realize that those seeds literally bear fruit. So when you're used to just taking discard the seed, well, how about if we started literally just gathering them up, putting them in a bowl, sitting them in the sun, and let them dry out? That's a natural process for a seed. And then when they dry out, literally, you can pack them away and you label them global grape seeds. Because see, we really, in becoming knowledgeable, should be doing this with more of the natural foods that we eat.
While we can.
One of the useful information tools that we should really be tapping into is our children. Because just as we're learning this and we're growing by this process, we can teach our children. Because literally, they're the target of a lot of this indoctrination that is going on. So in that preparation process, we literally can be able to help them grow to be better adults than we were. You see, we need to improve the example in order to improve the quality of the product that we produce. So in doing so, we are opening the door to their growing in a greater degree of knowledge than is going to be presented to them on any Western educational form. Because remember, they want us to eat the seedless grapes. But when we become knowledgeable to know that we don't have to, there is a choice. Our true self can be benefited by making the decision that is going to not only give us the fruit, but nutritional value and the spiritual value. We do know that fruits, anything living, has a element of spirit. Now, why do I say an element of spirit? Because it's been designed to do specific things. All foods are designed, all herbs and nuts and seeds and fruits and vegetables, they have been designed to be able to make a contribution to the quality of life when they are consumed. What is unique about that process is that if you save those seeds, as we were talking about, you can literally reproduce that fruit or that vegetable in the environment in which you live, understanding the confines of solstice and solar generation. Now, why do I say that? Because all of the elements have an effect on a seed. When you plant a seed in the ground, it requires nutrition, it requires water, it requires sun. See, these are all of the main ingredients that you require as a human, as a living being. So I want at this particular time to really us to focus on practicing all of the things that you've learned to add to a better quality of life for yourself. Now, I want you to take a moment and think, what do you do on a regular daily basis that could add to your quality of life that you haven't discussed? And I'll be right back. Okay.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help.
The reason why I wanted you to take that moment was because there are a lot of things that go on that literally you are taking place in that you don't really think add to the quality of the true self, but it does. And the best part about that is that as you begin to develop an understanding of that, you can literally master it due to your dissemination of knowledge over a period of time. The best part about it is that you become your example to your children, and they can take what you've given them out of just the playing the example role in their lives, and they can take that knowledge to the next level. And the best part about that is that That is your seed being able to regenerate. So, when your seed's able to regenerate, you produce a better quality of product, because now this child, which was yours, who has grown through the understanding of new disseminated information through your growth process, is starting to enhance the next level of your offspring, because they're attaining more knowledge based on the knowledge you gave them. You see, this real self that we talk about is always under attack. A multiplicity of agencies are trying to get your attention because they want your resources. What's unique about that? Nothing. Because they're about getting whatever resources you're willing to render because of your knowledge of your or your in-knowledgeability. But either way it goes, they're looking to serve a purpose, not yours. So we have to be more understanding about self. A lot of people, you hear them talking about, we're waking up and know thyself, and well, what are they doing to implement that process? What are they doing to proliferate it in their communities? I'm not saying go out and be confrontational with people because you have knowledge. No, by no means. I am saying that you should be practicing the knowledge that you know as a tool in your daily life. Because the more you practice it, the better you get at it. Perfect example is meditation. And that's only an avenue of growth. Okay? But the reason why I chose to open this door that way is because I could tell you there's several good books that are available for you to read, and you'll go out and you'll see there are 500 or 600 page books, or 200 or 300 page books, and then you're looking at your time schedule and you know, I don't know if I have time to get that in. But see, people think in terms of duration. What you should do is look at it like a pie. I'm going to take a piece here and I'm going to enjoy that piece, and I'm trying to discern as much out of that piece as I can, and then maybe a little later on I'll get me a nice cup of ginger tea, and I'll grab me a piece of pie, and I'm going to enjoy that piece, and I'm going to discern in that piece, and I'm going to absorb what that piece has for me. See, that's how we need to approach growth in books, because they are trying to eliminate books altogether. Why? Because it was a process used by Hitler in order to stop the people who would think from thinking. You see, they don't want you to have a mind of your own. They want you to follow the plan. It's only their plan. It is not your plan. That is why it is so important for us to take the role of being examples and practicing true self-understanding so that we can enhance our next generation. Because when people follow a tradition, and the tradition is wrong, and for years and years you've been getting the same result, then what is the benefit of the tradition? Now, I know that might seem a little targeted, so let me bring a little clarity to you here. When my wife and I, back in the day when we used to eat meat, when she made her hams, she would always cut the butt off of them. And when she cut the butt off of them, she was bought under the understanding that that was added to the quality of the food or whatever. And as it came out before too long, she began to realize through other means that that wasn't the process. That butt was cut off to fit the pan. It had nothing to do with the quality of the cooking of the food. So you see how tradition can literally lead you down a road of destruction without you understanding how destructive it is. We have to take control of self, our practices for self-growth, so that we can become better examples. We have to also consider the psychological aspect of all of our decisions. Why is that? Because literally, we may not understand the byproduct of a decision when we make it. What is the byproduct of a decision? Well, say you see a beautiful house and you like the house, and you go in, and you're shopping for a house, and this seems to fit all of the criteria, and you're standing in the middle of the front room, and you're looking at the realtor, and the realtor says, "Can I help you?" And you say, "I want this house." Well, the realtor's not going to tell you all of the defects in the house. He wants to sell the house. So therefore, if you don't have the due diligence, the practice to go out and make a decision based on your knowledge of practicing your real self, then you're going to be victimized by the view of what you perceive it to be and not what know what it truly is. See, I'm going to tell you, it gets better because we have to consider the psychological level of that. Because think about it. If you would have bought that house and found out all those defects and how much money you would have put in, and your first thing that says, "I would have never bought this house." So psychologically, you feel like you've been victimized because you didn't do your due diligence as far as just practicing service to real self. Service to real self must be your primary concern when it comes to being able to achieve and to receive the best of your investment and your time. And you know, that's flexible because sometimes, depending on what your psyche is and the role it plays, your time can be very well rewarded by doing something that other people would appear to be mundane. And you know, the sad part about that is they may never understand the true value that you get out of investing your time that way. Let me bring clarity to that. I used to teach T-ball. I used to coach T-ball. And in coaching T-ball, I got the thrill of teaching fundamental basics baseball to children 4 and 5 years old. Well, as I began to risk this journey, they had no idea. So I'm teaching them how to use the glove and how to turn their hand and how to move left to right by the side, how to cross over with their legs, going forward, going back, how to back up, how to keep your eye on the ball. All of these multiplicity of fundamentals, and I'm teaching them, and I'm really getting into this because, see, this brings back all of those years of my playing when I was their age but didn't have the understanding of fundamentals that I was giving them. So when I would teach them things like batting, I would say, "Stand with your feet shoulder length apart and just bounce on your knees a little bit till you really feel comfortable. Then you pick up the bat, and if you're right-handed, you put your right hand at the top and your left hand at the bottom, and if you're left-handed, you put your right hand at the bottom and the left." You see, all this fundamental stuff, this is what we must teach our real self through daily practice. And it was so rewarding, because when we got in the game and you got to see one of these 4 or 5 years old catch a puff fly for the first time, and they turn around and say, "Coach," and I'm saying, "Yeah, but throw the ball." It's the excitement of seeing that time, the value of that time, come alive in a child's life, which is watching you as an example. You see, we have been given a great opportunity that it's trying to be stolen from us, because it does not want us to understand the truth about our true selves. It wants us to stay in the matrix, and it wants us to work the matrix according to the way they have designed it. And none of the design is to your advantage. So in waking up, there are things that we can do on a daily basis to practice being loyal to our true selves. And see, you have to be very, very careful with that word, loyal. And the reason why, I will tell you in more detail after we come back from the break. But I want to remind you that this is a Black Talk Radio, and Black Talk Radio is in a fundraising season, and any contribution would be a very, very, very well appreciated gift, as well as we want you to stay tuned because there's a multiplicity of programming here that is really going to open your doors to your mind and make you think. And most of all, we want you to get to meet the people behind the scenes through their interaction with the shows of what you call, because we are here to help you become a better people, because you are we, and we are you. So after the break, we're going to focus on loyalty and the purpose of it in your relationship with your true self.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back. Now, I said before we were going to discuss loyalty, so let's get to exactly what that means. Loyalty means to show a particular precedent with self-sufficiency towards a person, place, idea, or thing. Now, understand how I said that, to a person, place, idea, or thing. Now, to give you a quick understanding, most families have a loyalty. That loyalty may be the brothers and sisters, you know what I mean? They're building relationships. Some are stronger than others, and I'm only using this as an example. It is not depictive of how everybody's life should be. And the reason why I say that is because different families operated in different ways, as well as different examples. And the example, once again, is the precedental part of what we speak about today, because literally, your children are looking at you for that example. So it's important that we understand what loyalty is, because when you are loyalty to your true self, then that means that you respect your personal truth. Your personal truth has to always be reflected in a positive way. Why? Because truth never changes. And if you find yourself changing for your truth, then you're not serving truth. And we all will always clash with truth. Why? Because we're human. Is it unusual? No, it is not. Can it be detrimental? Absolutely. Can it be joyful? Absolutely. But we have to understand how it operates in our lives first, before we can take any position. So first of all, let me help you get off to an even keel by saying, what if you could separate your life so that all emotions were on one side of your thought process, and all of your decisions were on another side of your thought process? So when you had to make a decision, you never got your decision involved with emotion. Do you think your decisions would be better based on you making them without emotion? Absolutely. And the reason being is because there are times when emotion taints your thinking in order for you to become more susceptible or receptive to the concept of someone is trying to convey to you. It may not be what you truly want, but you might want to feel like you want to sustain a harmony with this person. You see, when a person wants you to make a decision in their interest, are they considering your true self? And next, you have to ask yourself this. Are you considering your true self yourself? Or are you doing this or making that decision based on your interpretation of what they're telling you? And the sad part about that is that, you know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes we're in a position where we just got to make a decision based on not only what we're trying to achieve, but what is happening to us and what will happen after we make this decision based on someone else's viewpoint instead of your own. The sad part about it is that even if you're satisfied with the decision at the time, if that decision comes back and bites you, it's not biting that other person. That's why we must practice on a daily basis, serving our true self. So, in our loyalty aspect, we also got to understand there's a certain degree of loyalty that comes in any relationship with other people. And there are different levels of loyalty because, you know, someone could tell you anything. Ladies, have you ever heard, well, look, let's just sit over here for a minute. I'm going to sit down and talk to you. You're looking so good tonight. And, you know, you fire. You're in full array. And they look at you and say, why don't we do something that you don't want to do, but you're kind of lured in by the mood, the atmosphere, the ambiance. You know, you may in your heart want to say no, but because of the sensation, you are lured closer into the decision that you really don't want to make. So all the elements are in place. That is the time when you must truly serve true self. Because see, now, if you don't, you're incorporating and inviting another aspect of humanism that is in you out, that you may not want out. You see, you may be inviting the life force of yourself to be exposed to something or someone you may ordinarily not make that decision for, but because of emotion. And you know what's interesting? Emotion has nothing to do, and hold on to your seats, emotion has nothing to do with action. Now, why would I say hold on to your seats? Because a lot of people make decisions out of emotion that leads to action that they would not have ever made that action had it not been for the leverage of emotion. So, why would you say that, Brother Davis? Because a lot of times we make a decision based on the perception of the moment and not the truth of self. And see, when we look at the way we're programmed, that's the design. Absolutely. That's why you see these young brothers out here that feel that they got to have videos where they got to be vulgar and talk negative about women. They may not want to, but what they want, they're willing to sacrifice themselves to get. So if they're willing to sacrifice themselves, they're surely willing to sacrifice you. So we must focus on practicing being true to self and the psychological effects. Because now, take that instance where the young lady and the young brother was together. Now, what if the young brother wanted a little bit more than this young sister was willing to part with, but she did because she made a decision based on emotion, the ambiance, and the perception. And it led to an action. Well, when you have all of these elements in role, then there has to be a reaction. Now, it's not always a negative reaction. And why do I say that? Because, you know, sometimes people feel as though, well, I just got to learn on my own. Let me make my own mistakes. It sounds familiar, anybody? Well, the reason why they say that is because they want to be able to make decisions so they can experience life for themselves, but yet they're willing to put themselves in a position where they're going to literally make a decision that will affect the rest of their lives. And you, the sad part about it is that they don't know themselves. They know what's around them, and the programs all around them tell them, go ahead, girl. They're young people. Go ahead, man. They're looking at life through rose-colored glasses. They're still in school. They don't have a bill, but yet they're put in a position to make an adult decision. You see, these are why we have to be the true examples of practicing loyalty to our true self. Because we have to sit down and articulate with our children, because these are the points of view that will either help them, make them stronger, or victimize them. Now, why do I say help them and make them stronger? Because some people can go out, they can experience that, they can get some not so fond news back, and still be able to build a facsimile of a quality of life. But in most cases, that's not what happens. In most cases, what happens is that there becomes a byproduct from this whole experience that becomes a victim, because their examples now made decisions that they were not prepared to make based on emotion. So this is one of the things that make emotions and decisions very, very, very bad counterparts. Now, some of you may be a little bit discerning about that and think, oh, well, it ain't that bad. Yes, it is. We have to look in our neighborhoods. You see, when examples are not taught right, your streets will be littered with soil. That soil might be potato chip bags, soda cans, needles, you know, used drug needles, of course, paraphernalia to show someone is doing something they ain't got no business in your backyard, or they slinging on the corner, disturbing the whole environment of your neighborhood. So don't think that this is not a serious, serious practice that we should be undertaking when it comes to our true selves. Because we can change so much more by being loyal to ourselves than we could ever change if we continue to stay on the road that we are on. Now, why do I say the road that we are on? Because we are being, once again, attacked in a multiplicity of agencies, in a multiplicity of ways, because they do not want our true selves to operate to destiny by being loyal to self. You see, once you start this process and you get good at it, it becomes infantile. And what does that infinite mean? That means that from that point to your infinity, these things will come to you and gravitate to you. And your infinity is expanded through your examples to those who are watching. Because you know yourself how, as you age, you say things come out your, oh, I ain't never going to do that to my kids. But as you grew older, you begin to realize that's what made you character better. So we have to see this as a daily practice. Because we could save more if we do more for ourselves. Many people say to me, Brother Davis, you keep saying that this is a psychological battle, but everything that you're teaching talks about how we have to be able to focus on ourselves. Well, your mind is in the center of yourself. So if they think enough to invest millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to influence that mind, that you have more than enough capability to educate yourself, what would you think that it's for? Because if you do, you may educate yourself in ways that will really begin to expose to you not only the power of being who you are, but what the power you can generate by being able to wield it in the manners that best suits you. So yes, there's always something underlying. Every aspect of Westernism has something underlying. So why would we not think that the more that we develop ourselves, that underlying that means that we can open ourselves up to communication with like-minded people, pick up occupations that self-serve, and in them self-serving occupations incorporate what our needs are so that we can all come together and serve ourselves. You see, this practice of true self, it's infinite in many ways. And what's so unique about it is there are so many people and aspects of people and agencies of people who don't want you to do that. Why? Because of the power that that possesses. That you are not wielding totally, but a part of the whole. But as you develop, those who see you as an example may ask you, well, look, we were thinking about doing this here, and we got a group over here, and we'd like to come and together so that we could bring our interests, but we'd like you to articulate our point, because we think that you have the ability to convey to them our ideas without getting caught up in words. So now, because of the example that you projected, you're asked to take on a position of leadership in conveying an idea to a group that can only enhance the wisdom of you operating as a daily practice of true self. And see, these are the tools that we must incorporate. We don't, for one minute, have any other options. And I'm going to be very plain to you. When I say a multiplicity of agencies, I mean people who look like you and people who don't look like you. People who want to look for the best interest in you and people who don't care whether it serves your interest or not. So you're going to be going head to head with some of the people that you love from time to time. But that's okay. Because if you are loyal, we come back to that word again, to yourself first, it is easier to set the example for your offspring. Because now you can articulate your point of view regardless of what they're being told or what they overheard. And that's another thing. When we were coming up, you ever hear somebody say, get out the room, grown folks are talking? You don't hear that nowadays. That's part of the problem. You see, there are certain levels of knowledge children don't need to possess, because they don't know what to do with that information. They don't know how to disseminate it. They don't know really what it means. All they could do is repeat it, and they have no true concept of the reason why it came out in the first place. So literally, we have to go back to practices like that. All information is not good information for someone who is growing. The sad part about it is that a lot of the mothers and fathers today, when they get to talking or they get to clashing, then they're not looking around to see how those people who love them the most, who are always in their environment, that sometimes they're there so much they don't even pay attention to, are absorbing what is going on. So brothers and sisters, it is important that you seriously take the psychological state of mind that you are in every decision that you make and articulate your thought process to serve yourself first, and then consider the effects on the reaction to your decision. Now, why do I say that? Because if it's going to affect your wife, you want to be able to sit down and discuss it with her. This is going to affect your children. You want to be able to say, look, just come here, just sit down, let's just talk, and you're going to hear this, and I'd rather you know what the truth is from me. You see, that example is what they will always live with, so when they're faced in those circumstances, they will do the same thing. So that's what makes loyalty a primary, when you can be loyal to your true self. And you'll get stronger. The more you practice serving true self, you'll get stronger. And here's the caveat. The more you psychologically demand, because that's what's required, you have to psychologically demand yourself to serve your true self. And the reason being is because, like I said before, your true self is going to bump into the programmer. You're going to clash. You are going to seriously clash. But your true self can live beyond it if the programmed part of you doesn't allow you or talk you into submitting. Why do I say that? Well, why do they use a female to sell everything in the world? Did you ever notice that? Women sell everything from candy to shoes to laundry detergent to cars to stars. they always got an attractive woman. You know why? Because that is where the sensation is supposed to tweetle you. What does tweetle mean? Take your focus off. I didn't say lose focus. I said take your focus off. Okay? So here's a car that you're looking at to buy, and all of a sudden beside the car is this woman. She's not saying nothing. She's most cases scantily clad, and she's smiling at you. Now what she's not saying is, make a decision to buy this car. It's cold. I'm half dressed. You see me standing here trying to lure you into this deal. And then she might walk by and say, congratulations. You ain't thought about buying a car. You know what I'm saying? But these are the lures that are of the part of the multiplicity that are used on you. Let's look at another animal, another advantage. Let's take chocolate. How many times have you seen the chocolate commercial where the chocolate baker comes on and he's baking a chocolate, and behind him is an attractive woman who is waiting for her order? Or even the M&M commercials where they're busting in, going to the party, and the guy answers the door. When they show the inside, it's always attractive women. Or remember the attractive woman that was trying to take the M&M home? You see, all of these are deceptions. These are constantly being bombarded in your true self. And this is why we have to serve our true self. And we have to practice serving our true self. Because the commercials don't stop. How about football season when they say, hey, the Super Bowl's coming, how would you like to go to the game? They don't tell you the reason why most people sit at home in front of the TV set to watch the Super Bowl game is because the tickets are $5,000. Oh, that's just general admission. But if you keep a seat right in the house, You can have Budweiser, you can have chicken wings and pizza delivered, you can have the gang. Oh, you see, all of this is to lure you in, to separate you from your resources. That is why you must practice serving true self. Now, remember, I never told you that you should not watch the Super Bowl if you're a football fan. I never told you that you shouldn't go if you wanted to go to the football game. But I did tell you that general admission ticket is going to cost you $5,000. But there are people who pay that. So if you feel that that's what you want to do and that's what your true self is into, it's fine. I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is when I see these commercials paying all of this money to a channel to have an opportunity to influence you. That bothers me. And the reason why that bothers me is because they have an ulterior motive, and that ulterior motive has nothing to do with your best interest. It's always, in every case, about them. Never about you, because to them, all you represent is resource, and that's all they want is your resource. They don't want your true self to come in and give exposure. No. Because if you do that, they'll rush that true self right now. But if you operate in your true self, and you like football, and you're thinking, well, you know what, I want to go to the game, but I don't want to put that kind of resource into it, so let me just relax here at home and watch it on TV. And you're operating in the practice of self. Because you're indulging one of your pastimes, you like to see the game. But you're not paying those astronomical prices. As well as, if they go to sports, they can walk right there with you. And that's why they give you those avenues of what you could do to enjoy the game. So, you're at the house, you're kicking back, you're enjoying the game. You have the satisfaction of knowing that you did not put your resources into any unnecessary harm. And they're available to you at a later date. So this psychological battle goes on and on and on and on and on. Another on. I don't mind taking you there. Let's go to food. Yeah, let's go to food. Let's look at genetically modified food. Yeah, they tell you it's just like natural. That's a deception. Why not natural? Because they can't tell you it's natural. But it's just like natural. They're not doing that because they feel that if they got you to believe that your investment in their unnatural food will give you the same nutrition that natural food will give you, you get your resources. That simple. Look at fast foods. You know darn well when you go out sometime during the course of the day, you're going to get hungry. Now, the true self, you pick yourself up a bag of trail mix or something, stick it in the bag, a suitcase, maybe a bottle of water. So when that hunger hits, if he don't see what he wants and he knows where he likes to go, I like to go to farmer's market, give me a nice salad. But that hungry hit me about 11 o'clock and I can't get there at 1, pull out my trail mix, a little bit of water, maybe sipping my water, eating my trail mix. That takes away the urge. Then when opportunity presents itself, I go in there and I get me a bang-up salad, all of the vegetables. Sometimes I even add a little currants and a little sesame seeds. Sometimes if I'm really in a good mood, yeah, I put some chia seeds on there. Now I kick back and I try to stay away from the heavy oils. So sometimes I go to vinaigrette, maybe a balsamic or something, for a little flavor. And I sit down and I pull out the rest of my water and I bang it up. So I serve three purposes. I'm eating nutritious. I didn't get caught where I'm going to have to eat whatever's available because I bought some food to keep me from making that purchase. And I got to the purchase of the fine quality healthy food that I prefer to have. That's practicing serving self. I'm going to tell you, think about that. Now, not only are you making good decisions that are philosophically sound for your body, you're making decisions that are helping your mental aspect grow and serve your psychological preserving. You're preserving your psychological character. Why do I say you're preserving your psychological character? Because you don't have to worry about what you're eating. How many of you go into the store and you picked up a box and you tried to read the label and you couldn't even pronounce the words? So you don't have to worry about what you're eating. I like to bring clarity to those sort of things because when we're in this practice, we're going to be tempted to do a whole lot of things. A whole lot of things. But we can change that. Because we are not the program. Understand? We are not the program. So we have options. So our options still must be in the confines of serving the practice of true self. But they work to our advantage. And you know, the sad part about that is that for many years, many, many, many years, we never even gave it thought. That's right. We never even gave the service to true self thought. But now we're here. Now we know. Now we can judge and see how we set the example and we benefit by our practice on a daily basis. And it is good because guess what? All of those so-called ironclad teachings begin to fall aside, to the wayside. All of those things that we grew up believing because of tradition depend on your not doing anything but accepting the tradition. But when you reach in and start doing a little digging, you may realize you don't want this tradition. That means you're serving your true self. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we all are on a course of clashing with this program society. Whether you want to or not, the society is coming to clash with you, or you are going to clash with society. So I'm going to tell you something, I'm prepared for the clash. Why? Because I am psychologically prepared to convey to them that I don't believe what they say. I don't believe GMOs are good for me, so I will not eat them. I don't believe you're not putting chemicals in our food, so if I don't cook it, I won't eat it. And I know some of you are saying, oh, wow, what do you mean if I don't cook it? I got to do it. No. There are ways. Just do your due diligence. I'm going to give you some examples when we come back about doing due diligence in the circumstance in which you are in, whether you be at work or at home, where you can take control and be in command of serving true self. Don't forget to give us a call here at Tando Radio and with your questions, because opportunity presents itself. And when you take advantage of it, you grow by it. Or you can take advantage of it and someone else can have the same question but couldn't get a chance to call in. Well, their answer will be conveyed and you receiving the answer that which you see. So do, please feel free to call in here at Tando Radio. And remember, when you call in and you get into the code is 549032 pound. And if you want to get into the question room, just *61 and we'll bring you right up. So after this commercial, we're going to focus on the pitfalls and how they try to come after you to take you away from your service of your practicing your true self. This is Brother Davis, brothers and sisters. Give me a call now. Don't leave me hanging, because I want to know that what we're doing together so that we can make progress. So if it's time for commercial, I'll step back and prepare myself for the next segment. Please have pens and piece of paper and a telephone by the phone and your telephone for the calls. Remember, the number here is 641-715-3660. Code to get in is 549032 pound. And when you want to get in the queue, it's *61. This is Brother Davis. I'm waiting for you. Get them questions ready. I'm fired up and ready to go. I shouldn't say that sound like that. That sounds so cliche now. So we're going to go to commercial. Thank you.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back. Okay, I told you I was going to take you into some areas in which you're going to put class with the program when you're serving and practicing your true self. And believe me, it's not unusual. And the reason why it's not unusual, because when people begin to see you to wake up, even if they don't tell you right away, they notice it. And perfect example, when you're at work and you got this group you go to lunch with, and you might go to lunch down at the local tavern, and you go in, you get the lunch special, which might be some chicken wings, some french fries, and 2 cold beers. Okay? As you begin to wake up, you begin to realize, you know what, I really don't need to spend my money that way. At lunchtime, I go there and I drop $13, $15 at lunch, and I'm only there for an hour. I'm trying to push the food down in my body real quick so I make sure I can eat it all and enjoy the beers afterwards. Well, in reality, those are choices that are programmed into you. That's why they run them specials. That's why they have those groups that work, those guys who like to do that, and those girls who go to those restaurants that they enjoy. And some of them even go to get their nails done. I've seen a nail shop that serves margaritas. God, blew my mind. But you know what? That's just another lure. And that's fine, because listen, I'd love to see a lady well maintained. And the reason why is because I know that's an attribute of who that person is. But let's look at the lures. Because see, once again, when tomorrow comes and you go to work and you're thinking, well, you know, I got up this morning, I did my meditation, I had me a nice breakfast of maybe some kiwi and fruit, and I got me an apple and a small bag of trail mix in my attaché case, 16-ounce bottle of water, I'm set. So you go to the office and you kick back and you're feeling good because you're doing the right things. You get a little hungry, so you open up your trail mix and pull out a napkin and you start just munching a few pieces here and sipping some water, you know. You're in the middle of your day, you know. This is where you function at your peak efficiency for resources. And then you get the regular holler out, you know, yo, about 10:30, quarter 11. Yo, man, you going to lunch with us today? And that's when the program hits your reality. See, so it's going to happen in a multiplicity of ways. Or you may be at work and you're taking back at the desk and you zoom in. You look down, you got a little mirror sitting there because, you know, you ladies like to know your hair is right. And you want to be able to present yourself to whoever may come by and maybe articulate to you about what your specialty is. So you're there and you're in the mood of what you're doing and you're feeling good and everything, and here she comes. And she says, she looks at you and say, look, you want to go out with us today for lunch? You know, we're going to throw a couple back. And clash with your true self. So when you begin to wake up, you're going to run into a lot of these. And the sad part about it is that the people don't mean to offend you. And see, your dilemma becomes, you don't mean to offend them. But you also know what you're doing. You know you're trying to serve your true self. Now, I'm not saying that what you have to do, you have to stop immediately. No. I'm saying you have to focus in your practice to become better. Okay? So if you're focusing your practice to become better, and say you decided, okay, well, I'm going to go out and we're going to get our nails done and throw a couple back. And while you're there, you know what, you're sitting back, you're saying, you know what, I like coming here and everything, but sometimes when I go back to work, I feel so tipsy, I just don't even feel like it's worth it. And you hear all the comments, oh, girl, please, we're just trying to get a skate, you know, get a little touch up while we're here, get our nails right. But so what if we get a margarita or two? Well, you know, just this early in the day, it's just not really what I want to do. I mean, I've been doing it because I've been enjoying you guys' company and everything, but it's really not what I want to do. Well, okay, girl, what you want to do? Well, there you go. That's all you want to do, just ask. Because now you can practice true self. Well, you know what? Interestingly enough that you asked me that, we got a farmer's market right across the street. I wouldn't mind going to the farmer's market and maybe sitting down and having a nice salad and maybe a fresh squeezed orange juice or apple juice or something that they make right in front of you. And you know, they look at you saying, oh yeah, so now you got something against us throwing it back at lunchtime? Well, no. I don't have anything against you doing it. It's just that it's not what I want to do. I mean, I like I said, I enjoy the company, but it's not what I want to do. So, you know, you're always going to have that one say, okay, well, we're just going to do it without you. And, you know, and you convey that. Well, that's acceptable. Because, see, when you convey that, then you are beginning to walk boldly in understanding that you are practicing serving true self. So then another sister holler, no, we're a team now. We don't want to do that. We want to stay together. So then I'll tell you what. Let's start going over to the farmer's market every other day. Okay. That makes sense. But don't be offended if I decide not to drink, if I come and I decide not to. Don't be offended. You say, okay, well, look, as long as we're still hanging out together. You see, the program literally is going to clash against the truth. But when you practice true self, it becomes easier and easier. And the reason being is because sooner or later, you know what they're going to be saying? Wow, girl, what you doing? I mean, you stop going to lunch with us and everything and coming here, I'm looking at you and you just look like you're glowing. And you look at them and you smile and you say, well, you know, I appreciate that and everything. I have made some changes in my life. Oh, you know how you women are. What kind of changes you making? Make you feel like you got a new man? You know how that some of them get real raunchy, you know. Oh, you getting a little something?
ain't none of their business. But, I mean, when you establish a relationship with friends, if you don't put parameters in, you can't get upset when they go beyond the parameters. So you say, well, no, actually, what I've done is I started focusing on what I want, and what I realized, you know, was that I was eating a little bit too much meat, and I cut back. I didn't stop, but I cut back, and I decided, you know, those evenings when I had that 2 hours where I just kind of kick back and watch TV, well, you know, I decided to go ahead and go to one of those Zumba classes, and, you know, I meet a few other people and that sort of thing, and I get home about 8 o'clock at night, and I kick back, and sometimes I'll go ahead and make me a little bowl of popcorn, and I have me a nice nightcap, and before I go to bed, I'll go ahead and jump into some meditation. Oh, no, yo, now you meditating. You see, when you grow, people don't want to come to you in front of their friends. You know why? Because they don't want their friends to have a preconceived opinion. Don't mean nothing to you now because you're practicing. But you get home that night and you kick back and there goes your phone. And here's one of them friends. Girl, you know what? I listened to what you were saying today. And I don't know what you're doing, but I want you to help me do what you do. You see, that's when you can literally relax and see the result of what you're trying to do come back at you. Because now the purpose of why you do it is spreading. And remember, truth always wants to spread because it doesn't change. So that's another example of how the programming and truth will clash. But it's also an example of how truth can triumph. And before you know it, here's another person who's calling her friend, oh, you know what? Me and so-and-so, we're going to hang out today for lunch. We're not going to do I'm really not into that as much as I thought I was. Oh, you turn on us now. No, I didn't turn on you. You were more than welcome to join us. You see, truth doesn't have to appear to be something it's not, because it's truth. Now, that was just involving ladies. Flip it, brothers. I mean, seriously, you got your group. Y'all know what y'all do. When you start serving that self, a lot of that just isn't important as it used to be to you. So let's look at it from the standpoint of a man's position. Friday night, man. Now, you got your poker face on? Because we're going to go out and play some poker for a couple of hours, and then we're going to hit the club. Well, you know what, man? I've been dropping $150, $200 a week, you know, on that Friday night thing, so I'm thinking about doing something different. What you talking about? Well, you got a woman there? No, it ain't even about that, man. Well, you cutting us out now. I thought we was boys. I'm not cutting you out. I'm just telling you that I'm not into taking my resources in that direction. I've reached a point right now where I want to do something different. So you got a new club or something to go to meet, girl? Well, no, I ain't got that. But I do, there are certain things I'd like to do on my night that you may not enjoy doing. So I got to understand, well, what do I want to invest my resources in? Do I want to invest in hanging out with you guys like we used to do? Or do I want to grow in another area of my life? Oh, grow? Oh, you trying to tell us we ain't grow? No, brother, that ain't what I said. But if you're going to pick apart everything I say, then ain't no sense in us having this conversation. No, man. We boys, it's cool. So what you think about doing on Friday night? So, well, you know, there's a group down the street. Nigga, got some nice ladies in there. Oh, they got ladies. Yeah, but, brother, listen. I go there because they talk about nutrition. What? Yeah, they talk about food. You're going to give up a Friday night to go sit in a group and talk about food? He said, yeah, you know, it's interesting because do you know what you're eating? He said, yeah, well, I know what I'm eating. I'm going down here and give me some of these chicken wings and these french fries. He said, well, where did chicken come from? What you mean, man? Where did chicken come from? Does it got chemicals in it? What you mean? No chicken got no chemicals in it. Oh, yes, it does. See, that's why I go to this group, because they discuss things like that. And I'm finding out there's a lot of stuff that is in our food that we don't even know about. Okay, man, look. How about this? How about we go to the meeting with you? That way we can meet some of the ladies. And then after that, instead of going to the clubs, we're just going back to my spot. We play a little poker. Okay, I could work with that as long as when y'all go to the group, y'all don't be hounding these ladies now, because they there because they're trying to convey information. And if you listen to the information, it may help you too. Okay, man, but listen now, straight up. After we go to the group meeting, we're going to go back to the house and we'll play some poker. Okay, that sounds good. So now you and your boys, you go down to the group meeting and then you go on to this house and play poker. And y'all sitting down at the table, you playing poker. And one of the brothers said, you know what, man, I did not know what bovine was. So what do you mean? So what the sister at the meeting said, that they put bovine in cattle to make them bigger. He says, so what you saying? He said, well, I know that's information to me, because I don't know about you, but I like steak. And you know, since I've been eating steak, I done picked up an extra 40 pounds. But yeah, we know that you get a little chunky there, brother. Yeah, well, see, I thought it was because maybe I was in exercising as much. But listening to that group, that might be because of the drugs that they're putting in the beef. And you look up, and one of the other brothers said, yeah, you know what, man? That information she gave about beer cans, about that BH stuff, that puts weight on you? That may be what makes me getting bigger, too. All this stuff is starting to add up. Now, see, you serving your true self is starting to spread. See, when the truth clashes with the program, the truth will always shine. But if we don't practice truth, we literally allow these people that are around us to become more victim by the circumstances that they indulge in because of the programming. You can become a source, and then you can become more because of your own interest in your own self. And before you know it, instead of going out and after the meeting and playing poker, you might find someone that you might want to sit down and have a cup of coffee and continue the conversation. Oh, that's happened. Excuse me, sister. I mean, I was listening to what you were saying about what you were saying they put in chicken now. Yes, brother. And I don't get me wrong. I think you're attractive, but I really would like to have a cup of coffee with you and sit down and talk about this a little more, because I would like to have a greater understanding, because I enjoy a good steak. And she look at you and say, well, you know what, brother, at least you're honest. So I tell you what, let's go have a cup of coffee, because there's a plethora of information that we could discuss. And there's some things, I think, tools I could give you that'll help you become better. And before you know, you walking off, leaving your boys, and they saying, yo, man, where you going? And you sitting back looking at your partner walk off with one of the sisters who's talking about in the class, and your other boys are sitting there saying, man, I bet that brother's going to get a lot of information from that sister, because she seemed knowledgeable. And it all comes down to you practicing your service to your true self. See, when the program hits the truth, there's always going to be a clash, but the truth will always come out on top. So let's look at some other different scenarios. Hey, you had a man, a woman scenario, young professionals, you know what I mean? They're still going to take on the identities that they have, but they can enhance them by serving themselves on a greater level. And it will multiplicitize in their lives. So let's look at this from a family point of view, okay? Say you go to a family function and they sit there and they barbecuing and everything, and you're sitting back saying to yourself, now, I know charred meat is one of the traits of cancer. But you know what? Don't nobody else here know. And they smiling and they flipping the the rib. You know what I'm talking about. They're flipping the ribs on the grill and everything, and the smoke. You know how that barbecue smells in the air, and it just permeates the neighborhood, and people just start showing up. And before you know it, you're sitting there saying, you know what, maybe I don't want to do this. I mean, I'm an African-American over 50, and here comes your wife, and she comes and sits down beside you and say, wait, babe, what's up? You seem so serious and thought. So you lean over and say, you know, baby, I mean, I was thinking about that class that we had the other day, and they were talking about African-American men over 50 and prostate cancer and colonoscopies and stuff. And she said, yeah. And he said, well, you know, one of the things that I remember them saying that kind of caught my attention is charred meat is one of the attributes of cancer. And all of a sudden, your wife's face kind of changes. And the reason why is because now she's beginning to see you're seriously concerned about food. She don't want to show you her joy. Because literally, she's been on this path for a while, but the reason being is because she didn't discuss it with you, is because every time she would say to you things like, you know what, I was thinking about cutting back on pork, and you're over here, baby, come on now. You know how Papa likes his pork chops. Yeah, well, baby, you know, I'm hearing things that, and I don't know what you're hearing and everything on that, but I like my pork chops. Well, how about if we cut out ham? Ham? Oh, come on, girl. You realize how many sandwiches I make? We have ham on Sunday. I can have ham sandwich Monday through the Wednesday. I know all that, baby. But we know now that it's not really good for us. And this isn't the place to have this conversation. But I really look forward to going home, which is so we could follow up on this conversation. And you look at her and you say, okay, baby, I mean, all right, we could do that. Brother, and then she looks at you and smiles and says, okay, now what you want to eat?
Brother,
you know that's how they do. So you smile back at her and say, okay, well, I tell you what, let me see what they got in them baked beans over there. Give me some salad, some of them pickled eggs, and throw some chips on here. Cold beer wouldn't hurt me at all. But you know, baby, you can have a cold beer. But give me one of them cold beers over there and tell the kids where I'm sitting at so they want to come over and join us. You see, when the truth and the programming connect, it may be where you least expect it. And if someone is sincere, like his wife was, remember when I told you her expression changed? Because she began to see him realize what she was trying to tell him all the time about food. But now that he's beginning to realize it, that light went on in her head because she got all of these things that she wants to expose him to now. And then he ended up and said, well, look, let's pick this conversation up when we get home. You done made her day now. When that plate comes back, it'd be able to dance for itself. Although you go smile and dance with it, we know that.
Brother but Davis.
We have to see. Yes.
Yeah.
You got a phone call, Scotty?
No, for those that's on the line, if you have a question or comment, hit *6 and 1. But I have a comment pertaining to prostate cancer and just, you know, awareness around it. I had an
opportunity,
you know, when you brought that up, I immediately thought about an interview I did with an actress. I can't even recall her name. It was about a year or 2 years ago. I can't even recall her name. She's been in a few movies and whatnot. She's not well known. But anyway, she had started a campaign to raise awareness about prostate cancer. And during the interview, when I was speaking with her, she expressed not really frustration, but kind of questioning why so many NFL players and whatnot have gotten behind breast cancer. Not saying that, you know, it's not good that they bring an attention to breast cancer, but this issue with so many men dying from prostate cancer, you would think some men would be interested in promoting, you know, prostate health and whatnot. So when you brought up that, you know, and our lack of awareness on illnesses that affect us, especially as black men, that just came to my mind.
Absolutely. And you know what, Scotty? That is good, because that's showing that even at that time, when you didn't see the vitality of the importance, it came to mind when something like as basic as the conversation came, that came back to mind when you got information that stimulated that thought process. So literally, you received the understanding. It's just that when you came to with this conversation, you could see how those two actually make the same type of connection. So, yeah, I received that, brother. And did you say there was somebody in queue?
No, not Hello? At this time.
Oh, okay. All right, Scotty, you're absolutely right, brother. Thank you for that addition. Because people all over, and in your area, my areas, all over the world, know they've heard something. But it just didn't hit them quite with an understanding. And as they begin to go out into the world and they come across other things, they can literally identify with, because this isn't something that is local to them. I got a friend right now who's dealing with prostate cancer. And one of the unique things is that he's a big-time barbecuer. But now he's beginning to change his lifestyle. And the reason being is because his wife and my wife got into a big discussion. His sister, who is a naturalist, was getting into this discussion with him, but he kept on saying, well, you know, I like this and I like that. Well, his wife is saying now that's changed because of the experiences that he is having now. But this is what is so important about us serving self now, because we don't have to reach that point where these things become detrimental to the quality of life. Literally, we can do things now, and just practicing serving our true self, that will literally eliminate that as a potential problem in our future. And you know, a lot of people don't want to accept the truth, but they do know what the truth is. And some people get paid to hide the truth. And the sad part about that is that they, in most cases, have a following. They have a reason for hiding the truth. Believe that. But nevertheless, so now the sister, she's excited now, because when she gets home, she can sit down and have a serious husband-wife conversation. And here's what's unique about that. That's the type of conversation that if your children, 12, 13, or 14 years old here, they can grow by. You see what I'm saying? Because then it helps them understand how to connect the dots. And the best part about that is that the earlier they know it, the easier it is for them to disseminate as they grow in age. So I've given you a single situation with men, single situation with women, and a husband and wife situation. Now, let me give you a situation family to family. And I'm going to tell you, I lived this, okay? Big Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, yeah, everybody bring a dish. You know, my sister had her routine. Her family had a routine. Then I got my brothers and sisters and their families in their routine. There's plentiful food. Food galore, so to speak. I mean, and you know how everybody wants you to taste their dish. So you can imagine when people were saying, oh, yeah, girl, I made me a nice turkey. I summered me some greens. I got a potato salad over here. I got some coleslaw. Yeah, and I made me some fresh cranberry sauce. I made this sauce. This ain't no stuff out of the can. You know, you heard those conversations. Yeah, well, I made Aunt Mary's sweet potato pie, light and fluffy as can be. Well, how many did you make? Well, you can't come to a fair like this with one. I got about 7 or 8 of them out there. Plus, I got one for each one of y'all to take home. But don't you tell them, kids, because you know they're going to bang that pie up. And if they happen to get your pie because you opened your mouth, don't come back to me about another pie. You know how they are. And, oh, Lord, let's talk about Grandma's light, airy, her light rolls. Remember them? Oh, we got them. So we go to bang and get down. Get into my sister's house. There's a long dinner table, then there's small tables, and then there's chairs everywhere, because, you know, ain't enough room for everybody. You know how it is. So she said, okay, I'm going to set this up as a buffet. So everybody's talking about what they're making, this and that. And so, well, Erica, what you make? Well, I made some kiwa. Some what? I made some kiwa. And I also made some kale. And, you know, your brother got this thing for, so he insisted on me making a mix of some kerns and some, this is a salad, just got to taste the salad. So everybody get to go on through the line, well, what is this? That's kiwa. What is kiwa? Just taste it. Just put a little bit on your plate. Now, they know we only eat certain foods. They know that. They don't know what foods, but yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to taste some of my sister's potato salad, and I'm going to taste some of Aunt Mary's recipe for her sweet potato pie, and I'm going to taste some of the greens that my wife made, because I know they're all natural, and I know I'm also going to taste whatever she made. I'm going to have a big plate of that, because that's what I eat. Then I go through the line, and they got some white rice, I can go buy the white rice, and they got some, you know how you got those there sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on them. Oh, yeah, I got to get some of them. I don't get a lot, but I get enough to tweak my fancy. Then I'm at the dessert table, and I'm looking around, and I've got, you know, sweet potato pie and apple pie, blueberry pie, peach cobbler, and I also got that there, that banana pudding with the vanilla flavors, wafers in them, with the whipped cream on top. Oh, they got the whiskers cooked up. So we sitting down and we eating. And here, this is good. What is this? Oh, that's kiwa. Kiwa? What's kiwa? Hitting the program. So we get to talking about how kiwa is a superfood and it's a grain and it can literally take on the identity of whatever you're eating as a side dish. And before you know it, that big bowl of kiwa is gone. The big bowl of kale is gone. My wife makes this with this rice hookup. It's gone. That wasn't the white rice. The white rice over here. That was rice that was not made for my husband. Now, y'all, it was more than enough for y'all to have, but y'all saved nothing for my husband. Well, you know, girl, I don't know what you did with that, but that was banging. So, we don't eat meat. You don't what? No, we don't eat meat. Y'all don't eat, you ain't eat no turkey? No, we ain't eat no turkey. We got something, but we ain't eat turkey. You wait a minute. Y'all don't eat no meat at all. No. You know how they go through it. No ham, no chicken, no steak. They go through the whole thing. Your brothers and sisters are. And they're sitting there talking about us, what we're not eating. So I'm sitting there and I'm listening. My wife said, now, y'all talking about what we're not eating, but we bought food to share with y'all so we could get some, but y'all ate up all our food. Well, you know, it do taste good. Now, I don't know what it is you put in that, but I tell you, it do taste good. You know, I use a little turmeric in there, and I use a little bit of Himalayan salt. Himalayan salt, yeah. Well, what's that takes that sugar taste off? What's that? Oh, that's black seed oil. Black seed? You cook with black seed oil? Oh, yeah. I cook with a lot of different things. Well, you sure got a nice taste today. I think there's the blend that makes it. It makes it, and it's light. It's not heavy on you. You know how they are critiquing everything. So at the end of the day, you know, we're sitting in the room, everybody feeling good. Most of the kids outside playing softball or something. We're going for a walk, and me and my wife get up to go for a walk, and as we take our walk around the house there, every time we walk in, I was just wondering, could you give me a recipe for that kiwa? And let me ask you this here. What is kiwa? So Erica said, you got your phone on you? Yeah. So she said, give me your phone. So she brings up kiwa on the phone, and she said, what? She said, you mean to say this is ancient food? Oh, yeah, this kiwa was discovered 6,000-7,000 years ago. Actually, it was the mainstay of the Aztec Indians. It was their fiber food. And they literally can take on the taste of many different foods. But that gives you all the information on it. There's some good recipes at the end of that. So we get to walking, and she's feeling good now, because she's making an impression on my family. Listen, we're going to a commercial. When we get back, I'll finish that out for you, and I look for your calls. So do dial in.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslivinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show. Got something on your mind? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-PAM. Hit *61 at any time to signal the host. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, welcome back. So, let me get back to where I was. Well, before that evening, is there an echo in here? Okay, before the evening was out, we were approached by several members of the family in reference to what is going on in their lives and how could a lifestyle change help them. And we always articulate first that we are not trying to inflict our lifestyle on anyone, but it's been very good for us, and we have grown in many ways, as well as sustained a much better quality of life. And then we'll go ahead and give them whatever information we have, or we also point them in directions in which they can get information in their local area. Because, see, a lot of times people fail to realize what is available right there because they don't know where to look. That's about changing your routine? Absolutely. Well, needless to say, on the ride home, my wife really felt empowered because literally, you know what she said to me? She said, you know, baby, that wasn't a lot of work on my part. I said, yeah, I know. She said, but I'm glad it went over so good. I said, yeah. I said, it gave him another aspect of who you are. She said, yeah. She said, I have to admit, there's some times when there's people are saying something and you're thinking to yourself, she out her mind. She said, but then there are times when you're sitting there saying, I'm glad you liked it, girl. So the program literally is going to clash with the truth every time. So in every aspect of our lives, we're not trying to be perfect. Let me make that very clear. What we're trying to do is just be loyal to ourselves, our true selves. And we are taking the mantle of responsibility for the quality of life we want to achieve, and we're taking back our psychological state of mind. Because you see, a lot of people don't want to accept the fact, but in reality, it is important to note that Western psychologists have underrated the value of one's self, the psychological facility of the needs of a person. They talk about you. Isn't that deep? They're looking at you and saying, oh, you need us because we don't have a clue, but we know what to do. And you're saying, and taking back myself, I'm going to practice the things that best suit me, for me, by me, in the practice of serving self. And in doing so, you have become more empowered than you can begin to imagine. Because for those of you who are serious about this, if you are taking any kind of medication, the reason why you're taking that medication is basically stems from what you eat. Maybe your lack of exercise or your lowering of your psychological skills. And it has an irrefutable effect on your life force.
and you can change that. Now, your life force is that force that is in your body that allows you to achieve anything that your mind can conceive if you believe you can achieve it. But if you don't think you can, don't worry, because you won't. But if you incorporate any of what we on Tando Radio have been discussing with you on any level, whether it be personal, political, social, political, it doesn't make a difference. You will be growing. And if you are serious and you're practicing these things, you will not only be growing, you will be well informed. And once you are growing and well informed, then you are prepared to serve self. That true self image that you have now is not who you are. That's what they want you to program to see yourself as. I just gave you what they thought, a definition of what they think of you. Now you can determine how you want to be seen by taking responsibility back from all of those areas that you may have given it to. And I mean, the sad part about it is that you may have given it to a multiplicity of areas. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with them getting a wake-up call about the truth. And that's all you're doing. You're not rubbing it in their face. You're taking your right to be human to the next level. And when you do, you open the door to a divine path that you will never, ever see life the same way again. Why? Because you will be achieving those things that others in your family may not have. You know certain people are, oh, that's hereditary, girl. We all going to get it. No, we ain't. Oh, yeah, man, everybody gets it. No, we ain't. I had a guy once say to me, every black man I know got high blood pressure. No. What you mean? I don't have high blood pressure. Man, you older than me. I know you got high blood pressure. No, I don't. I've never taken anything for blood pressure. Well, how you do that? Well, I decided a long time ago that I'm going to start focusing on the thing that's going to give me a better quality of life. Well, what type of things are that? I started focusing on me. And everything I eat, I focus on me. What it's doing to me when it's inside, and if it's hurting me, what I can do to prevent it from doing that kind of damage. And if I couldn't, I eliminated it. All that works for you, all that works for me. So, literally, we all have an opportunity here. We don't have to surrender ourselves. Really. I love you, I never mentioned. What I do here is out of that love, because I understand the principles that are involved. And as you wake up and you become more and more exposed, you're going to have a better, clear view of principles, life principles. And don't condemn yourself. So many people say, oh, I should. Look, that's unnecessary. What is necessary is from here on, not what you did before. And why is it necessary? Because now you know. You can't be blamed for something you didn't know about. So don't ever get self-condemning. Don't ever take other people's stress. Don't ever indulge. And when I say indulge in stress, sometimes people just absorb other people's stress. Don't. If it ain't yours, you ain't got no right to it. Why take it? Because the system feels that you should? Because this is happening, that should happen? No. Let me tell you something. The whole system is a sham. That's it. Everything in Westernism, if you haven't noticed or didn't notice, it's based on a lie or it's perpetrating a lie. Period. And don't take my word for it. Do your own due diligence. Go outside, go to the closest store, pull out your money, and try to buy something from somebody who only takes real money. And they're going to look at you and say, I don't accept that here. Because that ain't the truth. You got any gold or silver? See, it's coming to that. All of these deceptions are going to be exposed. So if you start operating in your true self now, and you start practicing so that you can become not only stronger, but you can become a tool for others, i.e. the example in your family, especially for your children, you empower them. Because guess what? The psychological containment aspects of Westernism is about children. They don't want old people. You know why? You know the truth. Your children don't know the truth. But if they took you away as an example, as their example, then they just clay. And all they had to believe then is motive. You think about that. Because guess what? There was never a time in the history of man when our parents freely gave us up. They was forced, killed, manipulated, and in some cases, they were tortured. But we are the first generation, or let me say, the generation after us is the first generation that if they continue to live these deceptions by Westernism, will never live to see 60 years old. Some of them won't live to see 20 and 30. Because the way the system is being designed now, it doesn't want them to grow up. Now, these people who are perpetuating this, they old should have died several times. But they have what's called money. And money, I have to do a show on money. Because money literally changed the whole world dynamic. Because now there was something that they created a value in you, and they're willing to manipulate you away from your true self so you can get some of this money. And you know a lot of people already who've been manipulated away because of money. I give you a perfect example. Our illustrious President Barack Obama called a bunch of ministers to the White House. You know what that was for? That was a round robin. He said, this is our plan, this is what we expect from you, and this is what we'll pay. And the minister said, I like your plan, I can do this, and I'll take all the money you got. So then T.D. Jakes comes out and says, we must open our arms and accept the gay LGBT lifestyle as an aspect of Christianity, because our God loves everyone. Now last year he was saying, never in the history of our church will we ever consider doing a same sex marriage when we know it is an abomination by God as spoken in the book. You see, money changes things. That's what's evil about money. And here's the catch. It's paper. That's right, it's just paper money. But the sad part about it is that we don't understand how it's manipulating every aspect of our society. So, when a person says, I want an $85 million airplane, what he's saying is, I don't care if you go hungry, if your rent's due, if they're turning off your electricity. You see, it is deserving in me to have this. And because of the power given to the person in that position. Now he got an airplane. Oh, by the way, your lights will be off until your next paycheck. And if we cut your water off after 3 days, this house is condemned, unfit for habitation, so that we're going to take it because of taxes, and then we're going to sell it. And when we sell it, if the new person comes in and turns the lights on and the water, it's fit for habitation again. Society, in this place we live, oh, it could be grand. It could be grand. If those people who were serving them, or that were self-serving, would change that and start serving their true self. But those self-servers like them paychecks. And then there's a multitude of people who follow them and give them money too. The very money that homeless man is on the corner for because he lost his job could help build a homeless facility in the city that house 600 homeless a night and maybe 10 families for month to month until they can at least get income coming in so they can help restructure themselves. That money's flying around in the sky. And the sad part about it is that the person who is flying is saying, I deserve this. And the people never ask themselves, does he deserve more than me? Yes, sir. It's a sad time in which we live, but it's a grand time of which we live. Don't make no mistake. You are on the path to serving self. And if you stay on that path, you will find victory in every area of your life. Not just here or there. Victory. You know why? Because you will no longer live by other people's standards. You will live by the standards you set. And the reason why you live by the standards you set is because you will no longer feel as though you have to adjust to things you don't want to adjust to. You will ask yourself, what is it that I'm willing to do to get the resources that they may offer for my talent? Whatever that talent is, you are serving self. What are the issues that I need to put my time in so that we know we can get the maximum service by approaching the politicians and getting what we need instead of getting the same old jive talk? We can unite and do a lot of things, but we cannot unite under an illusion. We have to do this under truth. And if all of you who are out there listening, who are beginning to realize, I can take control of my life, I can be responsible for me, I can do things based on my best interests, that you are the ones who are going to make a difference. It's not everybody is going to wake up. And that's what you're doing. You're waking up to understand that you are the one in control. Wherever this life that we have here goes is because of where you lead it to. If you are a follower, just follow somebody who's going in the right direction, because when it rubs off, it'll rub off on you, and all of a sudden your practice will become as admired as you admire his or hers. But practice. Every day, make it a point to practice serving the true self, and before you know it, you'll be doing it without thinking about it. Brothers and sisters, I have one more issue that I'm going to focus on over the next show or two, and that show, that those issues that we're going to be dealing with are going to be issues that deal with where we are as a people and how we can get out of here. We don't need to be here. We are not supposed to be here, but there's things we can do to change that. We're going to focus on those things. And the reason why I'm saying it like this is because I hear a greater calling for what is needed. And the reason why I say that is because on the forum that we are in now, we need to have everybody that gets a little bit of this putting this out there like as if they're a newspaper. Black Talk Radio should be one of the most talked about internet radio channels on the planet because of what you get, especially by black people. Now, I don't by no means going to give you the impression that there are no white people listening to this show, because we invite them. Understand what I said always. You can always share the truth because it don't change. But most of all, I want you to understand that this is your responsibility. You have to take control of speaking out about what information you got, where you got your information, and how they can get it. And if they really want to converse about it, call me after the show. There's a plethora of stuff. I told you about abolition and radio. There's a prison industrial complex. Just turn it on during the course of the day or the night and listen. What do you got to lose? You might get a chance to get this show a second time. Because I'm going to tell you, you always hear things much clearer on the second and third time. It's like going to a movie. You ever go to a movie and you see something once, then when you get it and you see it again, you say, oh, I didn't see that before. Same premise. Except you are getting tools to fine-tune the quality of the person that you are in the daily practice of serving your true self.
Brother Davis, you got a call. We got about less than 5 minutes to go, but I believe you have a call. Area code 850.
All right, bring him up, Scotty.
850.
Hello?
Yes. Welcome, sister. What can I do? How can I help you?
Yes, this is Dolores Jones calling from St. Paul, Minnesota. And
excellent.
I would like to know, Brother Davis, from you, how safe can you say that our organic foods are when we have chemicals from the sky being sprayed down on them?
Sister, I have just had this conversation with a group of farmers. And the sad part about it is the conclusion we came up with is tunnel farming. In tunnel farming, literally you can control the atmosphere in the inside of the tunnel. Now, tunnel farmers, those large, they look like they're planetariums on a grand mm-hmm. scale. Well, we're incorporating 3 or 4 of those at the farm that I'm working with. And the reason being is because of chemtrails and the chemical effects of chemtrails, as well as the finding of Magellan's disease. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the finding of Magellan disease, but that is one of the attributes of the chemicals that are being sprayed out of these chemtrails.
No, I'm not.
Well, it's called Magellan's disease. I can't even think of how to spell it right now. I got a multiplicity of stuff in front of me. But if you just say into, if you have a cell phone, just speak into it, research Magellan's disease, you'll mm-hmm. find a plethora of information. And sister, believe me, we are always under attack. So don't be surprised at what you find. Be empowered by what you can do. And tune in to Black Talk Radio. And Tendo anytime, because we are here to help.
I'm here any day that I'm home, and I try, and most days I am.
Well, thank you very much, sister, and I really appreciate you taking the time. Go ahead.
I would like for you to address this this tunnel farming one day when you get a chance.
Well, I tell you what, my email address is bless BLESS. E-D-R Davis mm-hmm. at AOL. And if you shoot me an email, I'll send you some links that you could literally do some research on, and we'll get back together, and then if we can see if we can make that happen due to the programming here at the channel and what Tando brings to the community. We try to be able to get stuff that is up to date but yet functional for the largest amount of people. so your subject matter is very contentual. So yes, do that. Hit me up on my email, and I'll send you some links, and then we'll go from there.
I will do it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gold sister. You be blessed. Peace and blessings, everybody. It is the end of the show. Just remember, don't just accept a blessing, be a blessing. And most of all, remember, never scared, always prepared. This is Brother Dave for Tando Radio. I appreciate the opportunity of coming into your homes. Peace, blessings, and good night.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all.